Dang it. What was I saying?
The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Hello.
Hey, Kristen Atchley, how's it going?
It's so good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing really well. I'm so excited we get another excuse to talk again.
I know, it's so fun.
So what's been going on in your world since like 3 weeks ago when you hosted a chat?
A lot. It's been crazy busy with work and life and moving and traveling and yeah, it's been crazy.
I got to see your Facebook, you know, iteration of vacation. How was that in real life words?
Boston was wonderful. It was so fun to go the week before 4th of July and just get to see the history behind it. I'm actually not a history buff, but the husband is. And so he was real excited to show me all the fun historical parts of it. And it was really good. And the food was just amazing. But that's basically what I live for is food. So
good to know. The best way to Kristen's heart is food, folks.
Oh, for sure. All right.
Hey, I don't know that I asked you on the last time we got to chat, but what is your backstory in education?
Oh, that's a good one. So I'm alternatively certified as a school counselor because I was never a teacher and did not do an education program. I am, by training, a marriage and family therapist.
Okay.
So when I graduated with my master's, I wasn't ready to go to the clinical world, and with education all around me and family and such, I decided to get alternatively certified and just haven't left.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite people were alternatively certified, just so you know that, Kristen.
And it's good because it humbles me to remind me to ask the teachers because they are the experts and to really get to know their position in the classroom. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. So what is this chat that you're about to host? What's the name of it?
Okay. So it's called What's in a Mindset?
Okay.
And since I'm such a touchy-feely, counselorish person, I'm always wondering what's going on behind our behaviors and behind our choices. So last month, I attended this very short presentation by Dr. Robert Brooks. He actually was here for 2.5 days at Norman High, but I only got to go to one of them. And his presentation was just so powerful. He also is a clinical person that really just saw the need for this, working in inpatient facilities and different things like that. And so I really connected with him and his vision and just immediately while he was speaking, started making questions and was like, this would be great for a chat. So all my scribble notes, decided to come up with a chat about it.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So, I don't have your questions in front of me. What will be your favorite question or one that you hope to see the responses for?
So my first question is three parts.
Oh, you're a cheater. We're going to call you the carpet on that.
Hey, but for real though, I even put a disclaimer because I've already got all of my questions and tweets ready to go because I'm going to be in Ada on the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I already have them ready. There's totally a disclaimer that comes out that says question one has three parts. Answer as you are able because it will go fast. So at least I'm preparing everybody because prediction's important. I know it'll be hard, but they're like, describe yourself in three words. In three words, what would your leadership say about you? And in three words, what does your social media presence say about you?
Ooh, that's good.
So funny thing is I attended the COSA Women in Leadership Conference back in February.
Okay.
And it was themed, I'm running to my bookcase to find it, Brand Ed. And it was Trish Rubin, and her thing was like her three word thing. And so I use that too. So I'm using a couple of different presentations, I've been to recently, but the three words is hard and I'm only giving you like a minute a piece. So it's going to be tough.
All right. The brand ed, is it all one word, but with the ED capitalized?
Of course it is.
So Josh and Laura would jump all over that. They love anything where they can add the ED at the end.
Yeah, it's totally like that. I'll even, take a picture of it and I'll tweet it because it's totally their style.
Excellent. We know that you are super passionate about like trauma informed. What are your other passions? Not necessarily EDU. Do you cook?
I eat.
Favorite thing to eat? Like
what? I do like to cook. Okay. It's just been a while. It's been a while because of selling the house. Like, you know, you didn't want to use your kitchen. And then now that we live in a one bedroom, 1,000 square foot home right now, cooking's not real fun. Sure. So, but I do like to cook, and I used to cook a ton when we first got married and everything. And then with kids and lifestyles, it's been kind of crazy. But yeah, I do have other passions, I think.
Well, what would they be?
Well, I've talked about eating a little bit, but I used to, and I really do love trying new places. And then, for me, like, I think food is so creative that I like to try new things, learn about different cultures and foods. And I do like to travel, even though I get to do it a ton. And I just really like slow times and kind of chilling.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like that self-care world.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Engage is coming up. And it sounds like you're going to each of the locations.
Yes.
So what can we expect out of Engage this year? I know you've already done two, right? You've been to Bartlesville and UConn?
No. Oh. I haven't gone anywhere yet.
So it hasn't started yet?
No.
Oh, I'm just seeing the social media for it. Okay. So tell me what we can all expect.
I think it's going to be so good. So I've always gone as a participant. This is my first year, obviously, as a presenter, but I just have looked over the whole schedule and I'm just like, oh my gosh, how could you not find something good at all of these times? I know I'm co-presenting and I'm doing four sessions. So I'm co-presenting with prevention services, with our ICAT program and NSFY staff, and then also with Dr. Shelley Ellis and school improvement. And so we're just really trying to cross all the different areas and really bring different audiences to all the different things going on. I know like curriculum instruction, man, they're jam-packed with a ton of stuff. So I just think it's going to be real exciting and energetic. I think the passion going on in education and OCLA Ed is just so huge right now that coming together and like really getting to interact about our passion is just so fun.
No, I totally agree. You know, I love that you guys are on the road and making it more accessible for all teachers. Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. Last year they did that for the first time, right? It was like, yes, Engage on the road, but now it's just the thing. We're going to be on the road.
Yeah. And like I'm planning and preparing and I'm totally nervous because it's like we get on a charter bus this Sunday and we travel around the state and then we come back and then we rest for a couple days and then we go back out and do it. But okay, it's going to be good.
Good. I really got to know Josh Flores and Levi Patrick on one of the Engages. They were coming to town and I was a total creepster and I was like, hey, when you're in Tulsa, let me take you out for drinks, right? Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, sure, we're going. You know, we're down to go drink. And Kurt Barnhart came as well. And man, we just had a great time. And who is the new, she is not new, I mean, she's new 2 years ago, but the elementary gal for reading. Gosh, I'm a horrible person.
Well,
I can't remember.
Elementary reading, elementary ELA, like.
Yeah, she's blonde and adorable, and her name completely escapes me. Anyway,
like, you know, little bitty, like early childhood.
Yeah.
Sharon Morgan.
Probably. I'm really bad. Sharon, please forgive me for not knowing your name, or if it's not Sharon, forgive me even more for not knowing your name. Anyway, the conversations were just super engaging, and it was a lot of fun. And you're not coming to Tulsa this year, right? You're hitting a few other places.
Yeah, we're doing Owosso and Bartlesville.
Owosso and Bartlesville. Okay, so maybe when you're in Owosso, I can take Kristen Atchley out for drinks.
Yeah, so Owosso's this week.
Okay, good to know. I am back in school and totally missing everything. So, fun fact, Kristen, did you know the EdCamp movement, right?
I've heard of it.
I'm pretty sure to date still, the largest EdCamp in the nation was held at Engage.
Oh, was it really?
Yes. Joy had our little team come in, and she wanted to try to do one day of EdCamp to open Engage a few years back. Uh-huh. And it was over 900 people going to sessions. And I think to date, it's still the largest EdCamp that has ever happened in the nation.
Oh, that's awesome.
EdCamp,
that is so cool.
OKSDE.
Wow.
I know.
She's so great.
She is so great.
She is.
Anything else you want to tell the Okla Ed world before this chat comes out on Sunday?
I would probably just say prepare to have some real reflection about yourself. And yes, social media is a scary place to put that out, but at least put it out in a safe place with Okla Ed. I loved the other night when we had so many different people. Tyler Bridges was able to get the primary one real engaged, and I liked that we had newbies or visitors, if you will. So I did schedule a tweet to go out to remind people to invite some new people. So I
awesome.
Hope to see some new faces.
I was really impressed with the number of legislators that were involved that night and mm-hmm. how many have since tweeted out to Okla Said or started following Okla Said. And hopefully, you know, that starts some more people just tuning into our world of education.
Right. It's not just about us, because we serve, you know, the community and everybody around us. So love having new people.
Yeah. Who are your edu heroes, Kristen?
Oh man. You know, I would say locally, I mean, who doesn't love Tyler Bridges?
Yeah.
I love Anne Beck. I mean, she's just incredible as well. I think Jason James, I mean, just like the obvious people. And then you, I mean, those are such, that's like a Sunday school
Stop.
Answer, you know, that's so obvious, but it's the truth.
Well, thank you. Who do you follow outside of Oklahoma?
People I tweet about all the time, like Dr. Robert Brooks now, Brene Brown, I am really loving this. It was Foss School, Derby Hills Elementary.
Ooh.
It was funny. I was in their presentation at the Trauma-Informed Conference in St. Louis last month, and I couldn't get my QR code to read their presentation, and so I just tweeted them, and they got me the presentation while they're presenting, which is just amazing. And then I went up and talked to them afterwards, and I told them I would love to come visit, so I'm hoping to make a trip up there because they are a fully trauma-informed elementary school. So, and I also mentioned them in the chat Sunday night because they have a cool school motto.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
We will tweet out to some of those people if they're on the Twitters.
Yeah, I hope they join.
Awesome. It is always seriously so amazing to have you. I sent you a DM the other day.
Yes, but I think you did.
Aw, stop. I so appreciate your voice in the Okla Ed chat. You just bring a whole nother level of kindness and care and keeping us, you know, informed. And I think sometimes we can get one-sided or narrow-sided on an issue, or it's time to attack this or it's time to attack that. And I just really appreciate that you're bringing kindness into the Okla Ed each week.
Oh, Erin, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. I love being a part of it, and I love being that other voice. I just think it's really important that we all can find a balance and listen to other people in a positive way.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I got.
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. OK.